You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Why isn't there a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow?
I know exactly what you're asking. You're saying, why aren't we rewarded for following our dreams? Why doesn't this world deliver when we work so hard for what we want? That fabled pot of gold dwells in a world of make-believe and children's nursery rhymes. In reality, where you and I live, pots of gold and rainbows hide in other people's checking accounts and beneath stormy skies. If we want gold, we have to earn it. If we want rainbows, we might have to weather a shower or two. But don't worry. There's a pot of gold, of sorts, waiting at the end of a very special rainbow. Listen as John the Revelator describes it in God's Treasure Chest. There before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it, and the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and quartz. A rainbow, resembling an emerald, encircled the throne. Revelation 4, 1-3 NIV. The only rainbow worth following is the one that leads to Jesus. The only pot of gold worth having is waiting for us in heaven, where dreams come true, and our hard work and faith are rewarded for eternity.
I guess I was trying to follow the wrong rainbow.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's Treasure Chest.